మాలాసుదాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారి జాతాం అపార కారుణ్య సుదాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబా ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. సీకింగ్ ద బెనిడిక్షన్ ఆఫ్ జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి వాగ్దేవి సరస్వతి అస్ షీస్ రెఫర్ టు ఇన్ దిస్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ దట్ రిపాజిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్ ఐ బో టు వర్ యాస్ ఎ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ to this pleasant and solemn function organized this evening to commemorate the centenary of Bharat Ratna Dr. M.S. Subbalakshmi. Today is the fourth day of the week-long festival to celebrate the centenary of this Mahavidushi of our times. It is precisely on this very day Subbalakshmi would have reached 100, completed 100 years in her life sojourn through this universe. She shed her mortal coil on the 11th of December 2004. The voice of the millennium was stilled, but the chord of bhakti, devotion and meditative spiritualism that her music embraced shall forever remain as long as human race exists. This ever-smiling, dazzling diamond, MS Blued Sari, nightingale of music, angel of service, one of the finest cultural ambassadors of this country, pride of India, and more importantly, Bharat Ratna, shall forever remain in the hearts and minds of people. Today is a very significant day, very auspicious day, 16th of September 2016. It is the 16th day of the 16th year of the 21st century in the 9th month. 16, according to Bible, is an epitome of love, pure, undiluted, as it is eternal love, as St. Paul would say that. Shodrasham is part of the Hindu pantheon. Adishankara codified worship of God through Shanmatham. Shanmatham were the six forms of worship which graduated to Shodrasham, 16 gods. Swami Vivekananda humorously referred to that as 33 crore gods and goddesses of the Hindu pantheon. Subbalakshmi had a path whose manifestation of the pure love, as Bible says, poured her bhakti into the various kritis that she had sung extolling the great gods, the 16 gods. And 100 of them, the most choicest of them, have been selected and offered by packaging as pure bhakti of Subbalakshmi to the 16 gods. This Shodasha Samarpanam, Shata Sangeepanam, is what we would like to offer to Subbalakshmi on the occasion of her centenary. This is there in the front foyer of this auditorium, and I am sure as music resonates over there, it will radiate blessings all around. Today is also Paurnami, full moon day. Everything is full today. The minds are full. People are also full. And that's when we are celebrating Subbalakshmi. Today is the day when sages and seers all over the country will be completing their Chaturmasya Vrata, that period of monsoon where they get ensconced to a particular place because they don't want to walk over insects. And today is the day when they have the Vijayatra, when they move out of the place where they were stationed during Chaturmasa. In a sense also, it's a Vijayatra of this noble soul who shunned greed, who shunned violence, who shunned evil all through her life and radiated only the goodness of life. We are celebrating that centenary today. This morning, we had hundreds of the Vedic scholars who rendered the Chaturveda Parayanam. And both the governors of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana and Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu were witness to this entire auditorium being enveloped by the Vedic vibrations that had seized the auditorium. A Shanti Havan, a Vishwa Shanti Havan was also performed in the morning in memory of the departed soul. Singularly, I believe, this would have pleased Subbalakshmi to no end. In the later part of her life journey, the musical journey, Subbalakshmi used to conclude all her concerts with Maitrim Bhajata. a song on universal harmony and peace, penned by the Mahaswami of Kanchi. The sage had generously drawn from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Damyata, Dattam, Dayatvam, restraint, compassion and generosity, which are the basic framework on which international peace and cooperation are built. And similarly, these were the hallmarks of Subbalakshmi's life itself. But the high point of the celebrations of the centenary of Subbalakshmi, which is into this full week, was when we moved over from the Sabha and came to Shraddhananda Mahilashram. This Everest of female compassion, as I can put it across, houses several destitute children, forlorn, forsaken, abandoned, discharged to the world. The cruelty of nature that has struck these children badly from the time they are just born. It is providence that they get a shelter in such a great home like Shraddhananda Mahilashram, which is named after Mr. Shraddhananda, one of the greatest reformers of the 20th century from this part of the country. When both the governors came to unveil the portrait of Subbalakshmi in Shraddhananda Mahilashram, we had almost an aka of Diwali over there. The children were given new dresses. In fact, the children had a feast. Children enjoyed the celebrations. Much more than that, the tears of joy, the smile on the faces of these forlorn, forsaken children, I think is the best tribute that we could ever pay to Subbalakshmi. A classical musician has a limitation of the following. In fact, masses move far away from him or her, but a popular musician has a very large following, but is an anathema for pandits. Subbalakshmi's reputation and music knew no such boundaries. She was at home with the most scholarly crowd in Mylapore or Mambalam when she was in a concert, and adept even those mammoth crowds in Jalandhar and New Delhi, where she would sway them to her devotions. She would move in Ustad Alauddin Khan with the Panthuvarali, and at the same time would go amongst these young children and sing Yed Away, that English node, slip back and watch with joy the children dancing and singing. It is not the versatility, it is the range of this talent that made her one of the outstanding musicians of our times. And that is the reason why she not only captured the attention and attraction of people towards her music, she also got a place into the hearts and minds of people. In Carnatic music, there was no one who ever loved human race as much as M.S. Subbalakshmi. M.S. the musician was far lower than M.S. the person, or let me put the other way around. M.S. the person was far greater than M.S. the musician. She was truer than her deeds and greater than her circumstances. M.S. the person was the best personification of human existence. Subbalakshmi, I have over the last 3 days travelled and brought to you the glory of this lady again and again, and given you the glimpses of the greatness that is there in her. But today, you find that we are celebrating Subbalakshmi through the young, the emerging order of music the country over. The best tribute that we can ever pay to Subbalakshmi is to inspire young minds, young Indians, into mainstream culture, into mainstream music. And the Sri Shanmukananda, Bharat Ratna Dr. M.S. Subbalakshmi Fellowship in Music is not only a tribute to her, it is the surest way to perpetuate Subbalakshmi and her music. It is not a product of the centenary celebrations. This fellowship existed even before. There are totally 52 persons who are being decorated with this honor today. I think they should consider themselves extremely blessed that in the centenary year of Subbalakshmi, they are being honored and felicitated and given a fellowship in her name. This is by far one of the largest fellowships outside the government circle, might be even within the government circle. It gives a fellowship grant of 1 lakh per year for 3 years certain to 50 young and emerging artists in the country. At the cycle of every 3 years, the first crop of young musicians who had come in would exit, paving the way for another crop of young musicians to come in. In a sense, therefore, this fellowship is eternal, perpetual. Inasmuch as they can consider themselves to be blessed, I think these tiny shoulders also have an equal responsibility. What type of responsibility? That they do not just become people who follow Subba Lakshmi and her music. They should become the cultural ambassadors of the country, no less than what Subba Lakshmi was. It is just not her music that they should imbibe. Far beyond that music, they have to take those sterling qualities of head and heart that Subba Lakshmi possessed, that gave her a persona larger than life. Thiruvalluvar says, Cherukkum Charamum Sirumayum Illar Perukkum Perumidam Nitru. When you are devoid of arrogance, anger, and that meanness, the smallness in life, it spells dignity in greatness. Subba Lakshmi was great, but still greater was the dignity in her greatness. It is this dignity in that greatness of Subba Lakshmi that these young children should imbibe as they travel along in their musical journey. Subba Lakshmi believed all through her life. It was a firm conviction in her that it is only through selfless service can one achieve the purposes of their life, the object for which you have been brought into this earth by the good Lord. I have told in the previous ones, Jantunam Narajanmam Durlabham, I said, to be born as a human being is extremely difficult. But she felt with great conviction that it is only through selfless service. But in the medium or the avocation or the profession that you pursue through your life journey, you could give that selfless service. And she gave that selfless service through music. Na tapamsi na tirtani, na shastrani cha japannapi, sansara sagara taranam, sajjana sevanam vina. Not by penance, not even by reading scriptures, not even by moving around all religious places, can you ever think of crossing the ocean of life. Save and accept through service which is selfless to the rest of countrymen. And that Subba Lakshmi did with a great distinction, a distinction which is unparalleled, which is very difficult for people to take. Subba Lakshmi was an embodiment of virtue, a reservoir of goodness. She had all those attributes that I can say, Ananta Kalyana Guna Sampanna is how we describe the Lord, one who is endowed with all auspicious quality. Subba Lakshmi too had several auspicious qualities that was part of her persona. But much, much greater than all these things was that she was one of the finest givers. Giving is an art, my dear friends. It was just not signing off those several thousands of rupees out of her performance fee that she gave for the vulnerable and the poor sections of the society that made her one of the best givers. There was mercy in that giving. And what did she give? Whatever she inherited from this mother earth, whatever she acquired during her life journey, everything she surrendered unto mother earth. And this is the greatness. Sateshu jayate suraha, sahasreshu tu panditaha, bhakta dasha sahasreshu data bhavati vanava. Amongst hundreds of people, I think you can count a very brave man. Possibly on a larger mass, amongst thousands of people, you can get a scholar, a vidwan, a pandit. Might be amongst 10,000 odd people or still larger number, you may get a good orator. But dhata bhavatu vanava, but a person who really gives in the sense of the term giving is indeed rare. Subba Lakshmi was indeed a rare person. We are beholden to Sri ESL Narasimhan, the Honorable Governor of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. He has never declined our invitation. Be it the valedictory function of the Diamond Jubilee of the Sabha, be it the commencement festival of the centenary of Subba Lakshmi, be it the valedictory festival of that year-long celebration of Subba Lakshmi's centenary, he has given us all the benefit of his erudition and scholarly assessment of how culture promotes humanism and culture allows us to move forward in life. We are beholden to you, sir, for your gracious presence today. We are equally happy that this festival is co-hosted, supported by Sangeet Natak Academy. We are beholden to them that this national body could look at us and join us in this celebration. Shri Shekhar Sen, the chairman of Sangeet Natak Academy, Aruna Sairam, the vice chairman of Sangeet Natak Academy, had experienced for themselves these celebrations on the first and the second day of the festival. Today we had Dr. Rita Swami Chowdhury, the secretary of Sangeet Natak Academy, who came in the morning and she was here to witness for herself how the celebrations are on. We are beholden to the Prime Minister of our country, Sri Narendra Modi ji. He has given unto us an institutional platform, a platform through which we celebrate the makers of this country, the centenary of the makers of this country. Under his directions, a high-powered committee, National Implementation Committee, has been constituted in the Ministry of Culture to celebrate the centenary of the makers of this country. During this year, 5 makers of this country have been identified, of which 2 are from the fraternity of music, M.S. Subbalakshmi and Ustad Bismillah Khan, both Bharat Ratnas, both centenary are being celebrated this year. Not only that, under the chairmanship of Sri Rajnath Singh Ji and having high-powered ministers like Arun Jaitley and the Minister for Culture, he has ensured that these celebrations go places all over the country so that people experience the greatness of the persons who had made this country what it is today. We are beholden to the Department of Stamps, the Union Communications Ministry. This year, they, again under the directions of the PMO, brought out a definitive series of makers of India, identified those 100 makers of India in all streams of human endeavor who have made a difference to life over here, and brought out their stamps. And fortunately, they brought out stamps in lower denominations, 3 rupees, 5 rupees, so that it will just not be a delight of the philatelist. It will also go to the music-loving public, the great public of this country, who can experience what those philately means for them. And in that series again, they identified M.S. Subbalakshmi and Ustad Bismillah Khan, and they brought out, during the early part of the centenary celebrations, these stamps. The Department of Post, the Maharashtra Circle, the Postmaster General is over here, were kind enough to bring out a special postcard on Subbalakshmi on this occasion of the celebration of the centenary celebrations. We are beholden to the department for this fine gesture of remembering Subbalakshmi through philately. May the Jagannatha, Kamakoti, Kamakshi shed her grace on all these young minds. May she enable them to travel quite a distance in their life journey, experience the greatness of Subbalakshmi, practice Subbalakshmi and the likes of Subbalakshmi in their profession, and take this country to its great heights. This is the greatest virasat of our land. This has to be preserved, protected and nourished. It is in these tiny hands and many more who will come in the times to come that there is a mandate for them to preserve this great culture of this land of ours. I always sometimes wonder, why did the likes of Subbalakshmi ever appear on this part of the earth? Not just Subbalakshmi, Sayyid, Seer, Savars, and people like her. Anavaptam avaptavyam nate kinchana vidyate lokanagra evaika yetestu janma karmana. If Subbalakshmi had ever come onto this earth, it is only for lokanagraham. It is for blessing the people. She blessed the people during those 88 years of her life journey and continue to radiate blessings through the music that she has given unto us. May the good Lord shed his grace on all of us so that we too can draw a leaf from the life of nobility of Subbalakshmi and make our lives sublime. Thank you and God bless us all.